City officials say the four bond issues will fund critical improvements to roads, sewers, parks, fire stations, and other infrastructure without raising taxes. Columbus sets 25 cents of every dollar in income taxes collected aside to pay off its bond debt. The issues would allow the city to levy a property tax to pay off the bond debt, but no taxes have been raised in the last 50 years because of the bonds. The largest part of this package, $445 million, goes for utilities improvements, including $389 million for water system upgrades. The rest of that money goes to storm sewer improvements and street lighting projects. $220 million would be set aside for sidewalk, road, and other infrastructure improvements. Nearly $124 million goes for improvements to recreation centers, recreational trails, and other upgrades by the Recreation and Parks Department. $53 million would be spent by safety forces, including the purchase of new fire equipment, upgrades at 31 fire stations and 17 police substations, and construction of new fire stations. City officials say they plan to campaign for the bond package at community festivals and other events leading up to the November election. The largest bond package in the city's history, $1.66 billion, was approved by voters in 2008. I'm Jim Letizia, WCBE News.